The Radio Community Network posted on their Facebook page today that the station had been reopened after the radio station's management reached a deal with the state authorities to ensure that the station returns to its regular broadcast. Brigadier General Garang Deng, the Deputy Police Commissioner in Kapoita, led a security team to reopen the station, according to the post by the Radio Community Network. Chris Marrol, editor and chief executive officer of the Radio Community Network, says the two sides have yet to resolve the accusations authorities leveled against Singaita FM managers.
We're still on the process trying to resolve the issues, or maybe to understand what actually happened. The authorities, they were saying that the management was not cooperating with the government. And one incident that happened was there was an event that happened in that area, which the journalists were out of the station and the information came a bit late. So that story wasn't given the priority. And the government was kind of like, maybe that was a deliberate act by the station management not to cover the government event.
Marrol says the state government accused some individuals working for the radio station of inciting the citizens against the state government. Marrol says he will travel to Torit on Monday to meet with state authorities to look over the evidence against the individuals who allegedly incited citizens against the government.
As an organization, so we have procedures on how to deal with, how to can be able to deal with complaints, and we acknowledge the concern raised by the authority, and we'll be able to we'll investigate the matter. Then I will plan also to go to the reach so that I can meet with them and also see the evidence, whatever the information that they might have, which they said maybe again individual member staff of the radio station. So that's where we are at the moment. So the station is back on air, so from today, then we are hoping that we'll be able to resolve the remaining issues.
Patrick Oting, the Eastern Equatorial State Information Minister, says the state government reopened the station because it does not have a problem with the station, only with certain individuals who allegedly use the station to incite communities against the state government.
The issue, it is not the issue of the radio. The issue is the administrations of the radio. So some of the things that were put in the radio, those are those who are involved in the information of the government, Eastern Equatorial. Those are the people that we say, okay, please, we need those people to be tight. And then they bring a new management who can able to understand the situation, and even who also cooperating with the community and both with the government, you know, and doing the right thing.
Oting says the state's main concern is when individuals abuse their power to incite communities of Kapoita.
Those are just an individual issue within the radio. Who has used her leverage, you know, in spreading all the wrong messages or messages that were actually more damaging and the government and even inciting the community, you know, on the wrong way, not in a very good way. What they wanted is to see that the radio ran efficiently and disseminate the messages to the community, and also that the institution of the radio really has to do their mandate, you know, and they have to be within their mandate.
Earlier this week, Patrick Oyet, the chairperson of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, said the union was working hard to encourage dialogue between the Eastern Equatorial State Government and the management of Singaita radio station in Kapoita. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.